Hi, everyone. You're listening to In the Open, a podcast by Mental Health America, where we talk all things mental health related.
Hi, guys. It's America. Welcome back. Teresa's here with me, as always.
Is that your podcast voice?
Yes, it is. It's my radio announcer voice.
Oh, it's good.
Say hello, man. Be excited.
I am excited. We're doing something special. We're doing something special today.
We are doing something special because officially, May 2nd, we are hitting our first season ending, whatever. So we're going to have a whole nother season coming up, which is phenomenal. We've been doing this a year.
That's wild. I can't believe it.
We really do appreciate everybody that listens in. What we wanted to do is you know, give people that are new to the In the Open a little bit introduction to who we are. So I'm America. We're both part of the MHA team, but I'm the Associate Vice President for Partnerships and Community Outreach here at National.
I am the Chief Programs Officer. I do a lot of research.
She does more than programming. A lot of research.
I supervise people. I have a lot of self-doubt.
Yeah, that's our constant anxiety. But yeah, so I've been here at MHA for 10 years. Teresa, how long have you been here?
I started in 2014.
So what we're going to do is we're going to respond to five different questions just to give you a little tidbit of who we are as people. So the first question is, Teresa, what's the thing you're most proud of right now?
Well, we're talking about this podcast, so I am so proud that I let you drag me into this damn process, even though every week I hate it so much because I cannot fathom how stupid I sound on a recording.
So the funny thing is,
I am proud that I can overcome my horrible fear every week to do this.
That's awesome. But you
know, not listened to a single podcast.
That's what I was gonna say. What's funny is that for the listeners out there, you are never one to listen to our own podcast, which I actually go back and listen to, but Teresa has never heard one of our podcasts. She just lets it go after it's done.
It sounds so cringy to me. I can't even help it.
Yeah. Oh, I love you so much. You're so crazy.
What's the thing that you're most proud of, America?
I think the thing I'm most proud of would be just being able to function. I say that because all the stuff that's changed within the last few weeks or whatever has kind of thrown me a bit. And even though there are days when I kind of am stumbling and trying to get stuff together, I'm still getting it done as best as I can. So I'm proud of that.
That's really good. I'm proud of that too. I woke up today.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Woke up, got myself together. Hey.
Showered.
Yeah, dude. All right. Next question. What's the most favorite thing to do that relaxes you?
I don't know if it relaxes me, but I had to break up with Facebook, so I downloaded TikTok.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so what are you doing on TikTok?
What do you not do on TikTok?
Are you actually making talks?
Hell no. Why would I do that?
Hey, man, I'm just
never
asking.
A creator. I do think that it's so, I watch TikToks and every time I watch people who are dancing and just putting themselves out there, I am so amazed at human beings and like, there's so much crap out there that when I'm on TikTok, it does make me happier because I feel like people are so creative and funny. And at least for me, it's not just that TikTok relaxes me. It is what I do when I want to relax. But I think that part of why I'm now addicted to TikTok is because it also gives me a sense of hope for humanity. Like, oh, people are so cool. Maybe I'm not watching the certain parts of TikTok that will make me hate humanity.
Yeah. I think you're right, though, man. Like, I always watch them. I don't have TikTok, but I do watch some TikToks. And it's hilarious because you're right. There's so much creativity out there. There was one video that, like, literally had me rolling yesterday that it's like a compilation of moms that ask like for the toilet paper, like for their kids to bring the toilet paper, and then they put Nutella on their hand. Have you seen that? It's so bad. You have to go find it. And like the kids like freak out because they think it's poop. It's hilarious. And like there was one, like I'm assuming it was her husband, and he's like, ugh, and he's kind of like retching. He's like, what is that? You have to watch it. So yeah, that's a good thing.
I have another confession. I just realized.
Tell
me. Speaking of videos, I was coming out of like a depressed episode, and I found myself super drawn for the first time in my whole life to these stupid. They're not stupid. To makeup videos.
The tutorials.
Yes, which is so weird. That I find them like horribly relaxing, and part of it was like, oh, I don't take care of myself, but I'm gonna watch these videos of people taking care of themselves, and it made me feel better. And I noticed that as I was feeling better myself, I watched more of those kinds of videos, and then I went to go buy makeup, and I was like, oh, this is interesting. This is new for me. Like using technology in a certain way to improve my own self-care on a thing that's super intimidating for me. Makeup is intimidating. The last time I wore makeup, Michael King asked me if I had gotten to a fight and somebody punched my face.
I didn't know that.
Yes, he did. He was like, are you okay? Did you get in a fight?
Oh my God. I didn't know that. Oh, that's hilarious.
The shame.
I love the fact that you shared that, because one thing that people don't know, or if they remember one of our, you know, first episodes, was the fact that you and I can see each other when we record. So while Teresa's talking about makeup, she's playing with her hair, you know, and it's like, it's not the most natural thing for you to do. So, but that's amazing because it is about like self-care. That's so cool. I like watching nail videos.
Oh.
You know, like when they do, because I like doing my nails. And so it's very relaxing to watch it. I get what you're saying. It's like hypnotic. Shuts off. Yeah. It shuts your like analytic brain off. And you're like, oh, wow, that's so pretty. So I've always enjoyed being in nature. I just enjoy that in general. But now more so than ever, I like take a walk because we're kind of limited to, you know, social distance and all that stuff. So I take a walk, but I actually go and like sit and listen to the birds and the wind and all that. And it's very calming for me. So I love that.
That is so nice.
Yeah, thanks.
So nice.
Okay. Next question. What's one word that your friends would use to describe you?
Confused.
Okay.
I feel like I can put it together. Like you've seen me have the capacity to put it together.
Yeah.
Be a togethered person. But that I have to like put forth effort to be that person. And then if I'm like that at work and I do that work, by the time I get out to my friends, I am a mess. So by the time I get to friends or the weekends, I'm just like, oh, I don't know which way is right or left. Right. People need to make decisions for me. I just can't even do it. There's nothing left. So they probably see me as like an indecisive, confused person. But that's my negative side. So let me think of a positive thing, because that's not cool to just always see yourself as negative. Oh, wow. That's so weird, huh? That's harder to do?
Yeah, it is hard to do.
Okay. What would your friends? I'll think of a positive and then you.
My friends would probably say I am honest. Brutally honest. Straightforward is probably better.
Okay. Well, you're my friend. How would you describe me?
The first thing that always comes to mind with you is like you're like so smart you just don't even realize it.
That's just so weird to me. Why would you say that?
Like at one point we recorded a session that was about like I forget about what, but basically you were like, no, I don't see myself, you know, us being put together. And I'm like, dude, when you're in front of people and you're talking about all the mental health related stuff, it's like, how do you do all that? You're so smart.
Oh,
yeah.
I am smart. A lot of that is about hard work too, though, because that was instilled in me. So you know, a lot of my friends would say that I'm also a very hard worker.
That's awesome.
I work very hard. And I put a lot of effort and time into things that I care about and that I want to get better.
So kind of along those lines then, what's one word that you would use to describe yourself?
You go first this time. What's one word that you would use to describe yourself?
What's one word that I would use to describe myself would be tenacious.
What does that mean to you? What is your big English word you're using?
I would say that even when I'm struggling with things, I will keep pushing and keep trying to do it, and the it being whatever. I'm just kind of
tenacious.
Yeah. Chugging along like a train. Like, I'm going to keep just pushing. I'm going to push, 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 which is not always good, but that's how I would describe myself.
Okay. I will say sarcastic.
Yeah, I could totally agree with that. I'm sarcastic too, but is that a positive, Teresa?
Yeah, well, you didn't say it had to be a positive description. I like my sense of humor, but it's very screwed up. But it's a part of something that has saved me. Like, my sick sense of humor, my sarcasm, the darkness. It's my way of turning the dark stuff in my head into something that's funny. And so it's a coping skill that I feel bad about when I say things out of my mouth and people are like, what is wrong with you? But at the same time, I'm like, whatever. I survive.
Okay. So you're sarcastic.
When I'm most comfortable, I am really sarcastic.
That's your honest self. Yeah,
for sure.
Okay, so the last question: what's your favorite condiment?
Can you say cheese? Yes, cheese is a condiment. It goes on everything.
I guess
cheese on a hot dog, cheese on a sandwich, just cheese in a bowl.
Okay, I don't know that cheese counts as a condiment, but I will let it sit.
Excellent.
I would say for me, it's like something spicy, whether it's jalapenos, Cholula, Tabasco, Sriracha.
Okay, you cheated as bad as I cheated.
It's spicy.
It's spicy. Yeah. Spicy condiment.
It depends on what you're eating, you know.
This is true, because you can't
put... Yeah, you can't mix like...
You know, sometimes Cholula, sometimes it's Sriracha.
Yes, yeah. It makes a difference.
Yeah.
So... spice. That's my condiment.
I have really enjoyed this year spending time with you. Many times you have been my therapy. I will hold it all in during the day, and then I come and I see your face and I just start crying.
Oh.
So thank you, and I hate you for being that person.
Well, I have spent this last year, I think, learning a lot about you, learning a lot about myself, because what we have done is really dug into all of our experiences, which have not always been comfortable, but that's where the learning happens, right? When we find discomfort and are able to work through it. And I appreciate that. And I hope that people have learned something, laughed with us. I laugh when I hear the podcast, and it's funny to me, but you know, I've told others to listen. And the feedback that I get from people is, you guys are just so honest, which is great, because that's what we wanted, you know, at the beginning, for us to be very honest in our experience and letting others know that they're not alone out there. So it's been a year, man. It's awesome.
I know. We got to figure out ways to expand this love.
Yeah. One of the ways... totally is to bring in other folks that will be part of our second season. But you know, we're always open to ideas. So folks that have questions out there that are just kind of like burning in your mind, send us an email. We're open to your suggestions. You can send an email to podcast@mhanational.org. So hook it up. Send us some stuff.
Awesome.
All right.
All right. Keep on fighting.
Thanks, guys.
In the open, don't just fight. Also, don't fight.
Fight in the
open. Fight your mental illness. Fight your mental illness in the open.
Yeah, definitely.
We need to unpack that too.
Okay. Bye. Bye.